When the Lord converted me when I was very young, I got so much out of books that I immediately wanted to start a book ministry. So I went to the minister and I said, can I start a library in the local church? And he said, nobody will read. Nobody's interested in reading. And I felt burdened. So I came to the consistory and they said, nobody's interested in reading. I came the next month and they said, well, okay, we'll appoint a committee of three. They have to approve all the books. I gave the committee of three elders 100 books I wanted to buy out of my own money. I wanted to spend my whole life savings. And they approved 8 of the 100. So I started a library with 8 books. And then they kept approving a few, and I kept bringing them. And then finally I just bought all 100 and I put them on the front doorstep of the minister's house. Like he wouldn't know who was doing it. And they ended up approving all 100. And people started reading them, and it changed some lives in the church. And I got very excited. And this is going to sound mystical too. But one night I had a dream. And I saw in my dream, I was 16 years old, I saw in my dream, Alexander, Archibald, thoughts on religious experience, retail price, $12, our price, $9. And I just awoke from my dream and I thought, I have to bring these books beyond our local church. Our whole denomination needs them. I didn't think beyond denomination. Our whole denomination needs them. So I went to the consistory again and I said, can I start a book publishing company? And they said, why do you want to do that? I explained to them and they said, well, there's a guy in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who's in our churches, who's selling books. So you have to get permission from him. So I drove up with my brother to Grand Rapids, and we met with him. And he was an old man with white flowing hair. And he goes, you boys want to bring books throughout the denomination? And even beyond, because then we're starting to think about beyond. The whole world needs good books, boys. Godspeed to you. And we looked at each other like we thought he was going to stop us. We went out in the car, we just wept, we were overjoyed. So I started a book ministry called Bible Truth Books. And that went for 4 years. That's still going today, by the way. And then when I was accepted in the ministry, I had to leave it for 4 years. When I was 25 and became ordained, they made me president right away because of my love for books, of Nellis Reform Book and Publishing Committee. So I did that for maybe 16 years. And then when there was a split in our denomination in 1993, all the books stayed with the old denomination. And many of them were my own books. Many of them, much of it actually was my own money. But I lost all that. And then I learned a lesson. You don't make a book ministry denominational. So immediately, within 2 months, I started Reformation Heritage Books. And got an interdenominational committee of three conservative Reformed churches. And we started out with, I don't know, book sales of maybe $10,000 the first year, and now it's about $1.2 million per year, and just grown for the last 19 years. And so what we've done is we've tried to say our goal is to establish the most thorough Reformed bookstore in the world that people can come to. It's a nonprofit. Nobody makes a penny. So this way, all our books can be offered discount prices, and every book can be reformed, and that's our goal. So we carry 2,500 books from other publishers, and then we publish about 40 books a year ourselves. And we try to do our own publishing and carry books. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful ministry. I love it.